I started welding when I was little bitty, anything I could find.
AJ Ramsey is 19 years old and four semesters into TSTC Waco's welding program. He's painstakingly grinding down the rough edges of a pipe to get it ready to be welded. It's called fitting up. It can take hours, and it's an important skill for a pipeline welder. That's what AJ wants to be.
That's where the money is. All my friends want to do it.
Pipeline welders can make about $50,000 when they graduate. When AJ leaves TSTC, his wages will be tracked by the Texas Workforce Commission, and along with everyone else who leaves TSTC, the average of those wages will determine how much funding the school gets from the state. It's part of a law implemented by the Texas legislature last year. The more money alums make, the more funding TSTC gets. TSTC Waco's welding lab looks like a locker room for demons. Black rubber curtains cover rows of welding booths where students and instructors work through welding patterns. Brandon Jones is an instructor.
They've designed this plate off of just one single weld symbol, which told them
a lot of students come to TSTC's welding program with prior experience, which instructors say has to be unlearned sometimes. But even after just 9 semester hours of instruction, some students have learned enough to make more money. Joe Melendez is the chair of TSTC's welding department.
We've brought just a ton of employers down here looking for welders, okay? It used to be that they used to be looking for 5 to 10 welders. Well, now companies are looking for 50 and 100 welders. I mean, that's how much the welding industry has actually exploded on us.
Oftentimes, those students will be courted by industry because they know that they have a particular skill set and they have the ability to learn additional skill sets. And they can do that in the field or in the industry as they work.
That's Edgar Padilla. He's the director of career services at TSTC. Those students, even if they haven't completed a certificate or a degree, their wages will be factored into TSTC's funding.
And we count that as a success. You know, the student leaving TSTC and becoming gainfully employed in an industry where we're confident they're going to make a strong salary for years to come, that's a success story in our eyes because we've done our job.
TSTC System Chancellor Mike Reeser says this funding formula helps instructors focus on getting students ready to be gainfully employed as soon as possible.
We want to get the students through with the right amount of training that is germane to their career goals, not more, not less, and not to charge them any more than they need to pay in order to get that particular degree, because that optimizes our funding too. And when both of those best interests are served in that parallel fashion, then the state of Texas interests are served too.
TSTC's funding used to be pretty much the same as other colleges and universities in the state. Funding dollars corresponded with the amount of time students were in class receiving instruction. Reeser says that the new funding formula allows the school to focus on students' contribution to the economy. The school provides industry with skilled workers and students with higher wages. By measuring the difference between minimum wage and average alumni wages, TSTC says they're getting funded based on improvement. Here's just one example of what that improvement looks like. Dustin Baker graduated from TSTC West Texas's Downhole Tool Program last December. He got a job working in the fracking industry in North and West Texas. Before TSTC, he was a server and a bartender for 10 years, until one day his friend dragged him to a TSTC career fair.
And I started beyond a hammer, a screwdriver, and a ratchet. Those were the only tools that I've ever used in my life. I went in knowing absolutely nothing about what I was getting myself into.
Baker says he was pulling in about $30,000 a year as a bartender. His program cost him $3,000. He says he paid that off in the first month of his new job. He now makes $75,000 a year. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.